This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, my job is to wave a magic wand across the landscape to make everybody feel better, hear better, think better. This is the More Better program, the DJV experience. Yes, that was something that a young four-year-old who didn't know English would say, or someone who graduated from Los Angeles High School. More Better. And here to prove that not everything I say is correct, Jennifer Horn, graduate of Catholic High School. What was the name of the school you went to?
Alemany.
Alemany. What's that?
Bishop Alemany, yes.
Really? Was that the name of the bishop at the time?
Uh-huh.
Named the school after him? Really?
Well, yeah. That was who the school was named after, yes.
Uh-huh. Is it still in existence?
Of course.
Yeah? Right.
I'm not that old.
No.
They did, and I wasn't that great of a student where they closed up after I left.
Yeah, right, okay. Right. What was the name of your high school, Victoria Keelan?
I went to a school in Connecticut, a boarding school called Miss Porter's.
Miss Porter's Boarding School.
Yeah.
Ah, sounds good. All right, so that's pretty elite. Do you think that when you went there, what did you expect was going to happen when you went to that school?
I really wanted to go. I was really excited. It was an all-girls school, and it just had a really fun, friendly atmosphere, and I just was very excited to go, so I kind of didn't want it to end. It was great.
Was fulfilled then?
Yes, even more so, yeah.
Good.
I was really fortunate, yep.
All right, Kara, where did you go to high school? Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington, at C. Schillen, by the way.
I did not go anywhere nearly as fancy sounding as that. I went to Glen Burnie High School, which you think is in Scotland, but is it actually in Glen Burnie, Maryland? Nowhere near Scotland.
Uh-uh. They have a nice main street. I remember driving down the main street of Glen Burnie once, and it sort of was a march back in time, if I remember correctly. But it was when I was working in Baltimore at Fleet Recordings, is where the studio was for the network, and where I did the screaming car spots. It's the Margarito sale! And so that's what I remember about
Baltimore. I think
Baltimore.
You've been to a different... Glen Burnie has a nice main road. A nice main street.
Does it have like a cute little town? Is that what he means?
No.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't have a cute little... Maybe you've been on a different main street than I've been on.
Oh, you know what? No, it was Ellicott City.
Yeah, Ellicott City has it. City is like a cute little old town.
Yeah, okay,
and it's super cute.
Oh,
yeah,
I've been there. That is really cute. Ellicott's really old, right?
It is.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
A friend of mine got married in a really old church. That's what she was getting at. Did you get it?
The Glen Burnie was a dump?
It's not a dump. About my hometown.
Yeah, it's a
It's just one of those roads that has a lot of fast food restaurants and car dealerships, but I wouldn't say it's a dump. It's just not
like
a cute little
other
old town.
Medium range town. Okay, let's focus on, speaking of medium range, there are a couple of things that I would like. I'm a little apprehensive about this, but I'm going to throw it against the wall and see what happens anyway. All right. There are a lot of people talking about the budget as we get to the end of the week, government slowdown, government shutdown. Do we get a new wall out of it? Taxes and who pays more in taxes and who shouldn't pay more in taxes. All of this stuff is wrapped around an understanding or a reality that people are not satisfied with the way things are. That's why we talk about these things, because the quote-unquote assumption is we want to make things better, or some people want to make things better. Now, tell me whether you think things are better along the border, and because I am one who looks at the border as a problem. As a matter of fact, last night at the Framingham Town Meeting, we voted to fund a program, guess who voted against it, that was supposed to teach people who didn't know how to speak English. And the program is so successful, there are 700 people in it, and every year we have 700 people that come into the class and go through it and learn how to speak English. And there are 1,400 people on the waiting list. So when this came up for budget review, last night was the first night of town meeting, and the proposal in the budget was to continue to fund this. It's a combination of local, state, and federal funding that teach people how to speak English, which on the surface is a great thing to do. Except one of the town meeting members got up and said, how do we know everybody in this program speaks, how do we know everybody in this program is an American citizen? And everybody's mouth drops, huh? What I remember last year is the same question was asked. And the year before that, and the year before that, and the year before that. How do we know that everybody in this program, because Framingham is not an official sanctuary city, but there are plenty of people who are living here on a wink, wink, and a nod, nod. You know what I mean? So, because people here don't go after, the police don't go after illegals. They know who they all are. There are hundreds, if not thousands of them here. So anyway, after discussing this for 30 or 40 minutes, it became clear to me that nothing was going to change. And so I was one of 17 people that, of the 100 and, I don't know how many were there, 160. I was one of 17 who voted against it. On the principle, I'm happy to have people learn how to speak English. But how dare you put somebody in this lottery system? Anybody who comes into the office takes a lottery number. And then they choose among the people who have the lottery numbers who goes in next. And they don't know whether those people are legal or illegal. They haven't asked them and they haven't got any proof. And they just, all they have to do is say, okay, let me see your papers. Or maybe not ask it like that because it sounds like Nazism, but you know what I'm saying. Can you show us your green card or whatever it is, your visa, whatever proves that you're here? So the thing that I am offended by or disturbed by, tell me if you think I'm right or wrong, is that a lot of people who are here legally can't get the service because they didn't have the right lottery number. So if you're illegal and you got the right lottery number, you get into the program before somebody who's legal gets into the program. Is that right? Do you think that's right? What do you think, ladies?
I don't think that's right. No.
No, it's not right. So how come these dummies in my town vote for the fund thing? So anyway.
I know you're a new city. Are you a new sanctuary city too?
Well, there are people who want us to be a sanctuary city. Yes, there are some people who do that. As a matter of fact, the ladies.
So you are not one yet, right?
I will not be. What? Are you asking me if I'm for it?
Framingham
is not a sanctuary city. No. But there are people here, like in California, Jennifer, who want to make the whole state a sanctuary state. There are that many crazy people who are here.
California just passed that through the Senate.
Oh, there you go. So, let's.
That's insane, by the way.
Of course it is.
I mean, I know I'm on the left, but that's insane.
Well, you don't have any common sense. Just because you're
discounted a lot as a liberal that I have no common sense. Well, I'm just saying, I think that is insane. I don't understand. I still have yet to find someone who can tell me why this argument is so important and why people are defending it so much and why this is a good idea. I don't know a single person.
That's why there isn't anybody who's giving it to you because there's no good answer.
It's completely illogical
ridiculous.
To me.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
It's against popular opinion, too, which is so strange.
Well, 86%
of people liberal California, 84% of them don't want that.
And 86% of Massachusetts don't want it.
I would imagine most of the country doesn't want this either.
No.
If you went through everybody, I mean, even in liberal states like New York, I don't know what the actual polling numbers are for people in New York who want this, as New York is a sanctuary city. But, I mean, I can't imagine. I think that most people want a fair and correct and clear path to citizenship for people like my dad, who is an immigrant, who wanted to do everything the right way and did it the right way.
By the way, the sanctuary city components include what I just told you about learning how to speak English. Sanctuary cities, you pay for people who are illegal to learn how to speak English, and that's one of the ways that they figure out how to stay here. So let me just take another minute or so and thread the needle through the discussion of taxes and the extending of the deadline for the government shutting down, that sort of thing. After the election, as one example, in McAllen, Texas, which is a border town, down Brownsville, McAllen, right at the very tip of Texas. Until Trump was elected, the average number of apprehensions, that is arrests a day, was 300 to 400. No wall, no nothing. Most of them were children that were traveling alone or families that came from Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, that turned themselves in. It wasn't great police work. It's just they got there, they turned themselves in, that was it. But since the election and actually the inauguration of Donald Trump, the family units and the children have pretty much disappeared. It's a very slow trickle. Now, the Border Patrol stats show about 50 apprehensions a day, so down from 400 to 50. The strange thing is that nothing has happened. Nothing has changed. There isn't any new law. There's no new policy. There's no new procedure. But everything has slowed down just on the threat of it. So do we need that wall, is the question. And I think that there are some people in the Trump administration, at first they dug in their heels and said, no, we're not going to do the budget until you agree to pay for the wall. And then somebody whispered in Trump's ear these stats this week, and Trump says, really? So maybe we don't need the wall.
No, he's going to do the wall. He'll do the wall. I think the reason you're seeing the back off on the wall is because the Democrats, Chuck Schumer, said, look, we're going to shut the government down if we don't get the wall. And that's going to happen Friday night at midnight. And, you know, I'd be one of the first people usually to shout out, shut it down. Who cares? Like, do we even care that the government is shut down? Big deal. The military still stays in business. Like,
and Congress still gets paid.
Yeah, key areas still work. So, yeah. But right now, with all the stuff going on around, like, you know, North Korea and Syria and Russia, optically, I don't know if anybody wants to be the one that says they shut the government down.
Yeah.
Just at this particular moment. So Trump says, look, I'll get my funding later. It's not a big deal. This was just the down payment for the wall anyway. This was $1 billion to start the project.
But I'm wondering whether there really is a need for the wall, Jennifer.
Well, I think that there is, because the reason that you have the Trump effect at the border is because there's the threat of someone in office who actually cares, who actually is turning people away. So I think if he doesn't deliver on that promise of the wall, you'll probably in a year or so say, well, it's just another guy. We can start coming across again. And I think those numbers kind of go up.
Okay, so in tandem with the discussion about whether to budget for the wall right now is the focus on taxes and how much we pay as individuals in taxes. We're all very mindful of that, given what we just supposed to pay our taxes a week or so ago. And then you look at the tax rates for corporations and see how out of whack we are in this country. So people say, if we cut the corporate tax rate down to 15%, then how are we going to pay? Well, if you look at the stats of the number of corporations that are outside, that are American corporations that move their headquarters elsewhere because the taxes are so high, and even at 15% will be higher. Most of the progressive countries, most of Europe, corporate tax rates are 10 to 12%. So we'll still be higher. But there's enough of a window in there so that many of the conscious corporations that are not interested in bad PR, and you can be sure after this, if they don't stay here, Trump will give them as much bad PR as possible, will make a big difference in what is being collected and how it's being spent. And then there is the cutting of the tax rate. This is the dirty, dark secret. Nobody ever talks about this. Middle-class Americans pay more in taxes than their counterparts elsewhere around the world. And that's one of the reasons there's such a spread between the haves and the have-nots, because the tax realities are unrealistic. Look at the taxes you pay in your phone bill, when you buy a car, when you go to a restaurant, all of that stuff.
Check out your cable bill.
Yeah.
Take a real close look at the cable bill taxes. It's insane, and it keeps going up all the time.
Right. And that's what to consider in this tax bill, I think. 21 after the hour.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To the greatest show on earth.
Feels like it.
There you go.
Never get back to it. Group with a fall. Is that what this is?
That kind of sounds
well,
like
acid,
but...
maybe.
I feel like I'm on acid with this music going. I'd imagine it. Like,
yeah, never in a thousand, never in a million years. Well, most of the people in the audience recognize this music. There may be a recognition of the person performing this music, perhaps the most famous accordionist of all time. How does that do for you? Who even knows what an accordion is? Have you ever seen any of the three of you, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, ever even seen an accordion?
Who are you talking to, Doug? I mean, please. I am a polka queen. Are you?
Doesn't your grandfather, was it your grandfather who loved polka?
Yes. Please. Yeah. Polka time.
I'm not.
You can't have a polka without an accordion.
Right. Yeah. Good. I mean, I've seen it on TV. Like I've seen polka music on TV. I've never seen it live. But Chris Novoselic, who's from Nirvana, a company I worked for, we did a concert with him, and he loves playing accordions and has a whole collection of them and, like, just walks around playing an accordion all the time.
Why didn't Nirvana put out an accordion album?
I know, that's what I said.
All right, so the reason we're focused on accordion music, ladies and gentlemen, that you will not hear anywhere else, you certainly aren't going to hear any accordion music with Imus today, I don't think, unless he... Highlight. He's a lot older, so he may know Contino. Dick Contino was an accordionist who was on the Ed Sullivan Show a lot, starting in the 50s and 60s. Passed away at the age of 87 yesterday in Fresno, town where he grew up and lived. He was in the film Daddy-O, and Daddy-O is a term that was used a lot. If you go to 77 Sunset Strip, Eddie Burns, who was one of the stars of that show, used to use that term all the time. Not that it's going to mean anything to Jennifer, Victoria, or Kara, but it's just something that was popular back in the day. Contino was the one who lost a drag race to Sandra Giles and portrayed a singer and a truck driver in Daddy-O, which was the first movie ever scored by John Williams. It goes back to... In the moldy oldie days.
John Williams first. Wow, okay. That's impressive.
Yeah, back in the 50s. So he was also in a movie called The Beat Generation, Girlstown, Big Night. Those are the kind of James Dean movies that were around at the time. He was on Ed Sullivan's show about 50 times. He was very popular in Las Vegas. He was married to a young actress who became old like he did, Lee Snowden, who was in all of these.
Ed Snowden's dad?
No, well, she's been dead since the 80s. Oh. Anyway, did we play Lady of Spain? What do we have in the background here, Karen?
This one is Begin the...
The Begin.
Yeah, Begin the Begin. Lady of the other one, Lady of Spain. That was the first one.
What's going to happen to all of this? This is part of what's going on in culture. People don't even know how to pronounce Begin, which is a popular song, been around for decades and decades and decades.
I know how to pronounce it. I just didn't have it in front of me.
Oh, okay. You know.
I just only knew the first half of the song name.
All right. The mayor of Los Angeles is at it again. Busy Eric Garcetti took the day yesterday.
Is he playing the accordion?
Yeah. Maybe he ought to be. He declared that yesterday was La La Land Day. And
he's a la-la.
He's really
he's really the worst.
No, he's not as bad as Vinnie Galungo, whoever his name was.
Vera Rigosa, you're right about that.
Yeah, Vera Rigosa was just a horror show. Anyway, the important thing is that yesterday was La La Day and La La Land.
Both of them are gracing us with their presence running for governor in a few years.
Ah, that's perfect.
Can
the sanctuary state. 28 passed on the DJV show.
Yes, all we're looking for. Work like a Hollywood studio. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I've had an opportunity to host a couple reality TV shows over the past few years. And one of the things that most impresses me about Hollywood is the work ethic of production companies. On a Hollywood set, if something goes wrong, people don't spend a whole lot of time talking about how it shouldn't have gone wrong. Instead, because of time constraints on filming, they just start plugging away at a solution. It's awesome to watch a bunch of people working in unison to solve a problem. What a great model for the rest of us. When things go wrong in your organization, or your family, or social group, instead of spending a whole lot of time talking about why things went wrong, try focusing solely on a solution. After all, we cannot change the past, but the future is ours to create. For motivation for your work ethic, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hey Metro PCS and Cricket customers, are you tired of family plans with data limits? Check out Boost Mobile's best family plan ever. Right now, add a line with unlimited gigs for just $30 a month. Is that an amazing value or what? Even more amazing, you can add up to four lines with unlimited gigs for $30 each, all on Boost's crazy fast nationwide network. And did we mention that your first month is free for your new lines? Plus, when you switch, you can get up to four free Samsung Galaxy phones. Goodbye, Metro PCS. See you, Cricket. Hello, Boost, and the best family plan ever. What are you waiting for? Visit a Boost Mobile store today. Offer ends 6/1/17. Primary line must be on $50 plan. Video streams optimized at 480p plus. Music up to 500 kilobits per second. And cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. 3 month credit for each additional line is $30. Max 4 additional lines. Credit applied at time of activation. Free phone requires port in and activation on $50 plan while supply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Our way back into your head, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan on the DJV Experience. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. You can find DJVShow.com pretty easily just to sort of get an idea of who some of the players are. Speaking of players, now comes one Rodrigo Duterte. How many people remember who Rodrigo Duterte is? Raise your hands, please.
I don't.
You don't?
From the Philippines, right?
He's the president of the Philippines.
Yeah. Ah, that's right. Good job. Good job, Kara.
All right, so Mr. Duterte said this week that he can be 50 times more brutal than the folks at Daesh. He says beheadings are nothing. If I find terrorists in my country, I'm going to eat them.
Ugh.
They're captured alive. We will cut out their livers and cook them.
Okay.
And whatever other... This is the guy, by the way, remember, who was accused of mass murder?
Mm-hmm.
And crimes against humanity? What's happening to that? The world... What's the name of the group that does that? It's not the... What's the name of the... Justice.
Well, there's
League,
the Human Rights Watch, and then there's, yeah, I mean, there's no, so, and Amnesty International.
Amnesty.
There's so many, yeah.
Whatever. I mean, one of them, anyway. They're trying to get him extradited out of the Philippines, but he doesn't leave, and he won't leave, and they can't go get him, apparently. So there's a great example of another fine humanitarian working hard to make the world a worse place than it already is. Here's somebody who's making the world a better place. You know who Peggy, say it again, Doug, Peggy with a P, Peggy Whitson is?
Yes.
No? Yes. Okay, Jennifer?
The astronaut.
Yeah, that's right. Very good.
The one who told President Trump she was drinking her own urine. Which
yes.
is exciting. Yeah.
Right on NASA television.
This is where it's very evident, you know, really smart people, like everybody's blessed, right? Like the Lord doesn't bless with both hands. Like we all have our strengths and weaknesses, please.
Yes, we do. Yes,
and
we do.
So this poor woman gets up and talks to the president, and you can see that really smart, this really smart person awkwardness about her, where she obviously knows tons of stuff, but maybe in reacting to people, it's, you know, that's right. Where the awkwardness seeps in.
Yes. Well, she set a record this week for the most days in space by any U.S. astronaut. The record was previously held by Jeff Williams, who had 534 days up on the space station. She has 535, or as of today, 536, I believe. She held the record for the oldest woman to have gone into space. She held the record for the most spacewalks carried out by a woman. Held the record as the first woman to command the International Space Station twice. She's 57 years old, and she has taken over the space station. It was sort of a 20-minute phone call with the president, and one of the things that she did talk about was, as Jennifer just suggested, turning urine into wine or whatever it is that goes on into that circumstance. So, there you go. I think that's a... That's a laudable, no matter how, just picture yourself living on that little island in the sky for nigh on to 2 years. I would get like, hello, in these little, I'm claustrophobic anyway, these little rooms and this little thing.
Wait, you're claustrophobic, but you say you want to go to space?
Yeah, you want to do this.
I want to, yeah, but I want to be in a big...
That's like saying, I want to have 2 years in an MRI machine. I mean, that's like...
Or, I hate small spaces.
Or one of those oxygen things, what do they call those? The hyperbaric oxygen chamber. Ever been in one of those, babies?
Yeah.
Whoa!
No,
we're not Michael Jackson, please.
We're not also in World War II, so no.
Yeah. I was in one once, and there were three people in the room. Me, the guy... The Andy Summers, the musician, was on one side.
From
me
the
and
police.
Michael York. Yep. And Michael York, the actor, was on the other side, and I was in the
it's
middle.
It's a real weird party, Doug.
It was a very strange party.
It was a very strange experience. Speaking of strange, all eyes on United Airlines once again today. The friendly skies got ugly because Annette Edwards, who is the world's largest, not because she's a big person, but she breeds giant rabbits. And she was bringing her 3.5-foot bunny Simon from England back to the United States on Monday night. And she put this 10-month-old 50-pound rabbit, a picture of whom you may see, we ought to probably post it on DJV. She's holding this rabbit. The largest rabbit in the world dies in the cargo hold of this plane.
So sad.
On the way from London to Chicago. If you look at this, it is. You look at these
what
animals.
What airline was that?
Yeah.
Take a guess.
Oh, man. I was reading, United?
Yeah.
I was reading something the other day, and it was too depressing to bring up on the air, but now that you already did it, there were, I think in 2016.
Dogs.
There were... I mean, I don't remember the number now. I'm going to have to Google it. Yeah. But it was a crazy number of dogs and cats who died because United has this pet safe program, and they promise all kinds of stuff and say, you know, they have that the animals are loaded on last. They're taken off first. They have a break in the middle with, you know, food and water when they have a layover and all this stuff. And then people's animals are just dying. They're not making it.
Yeah,
it's
I saw a number
horrible.
It was 30-something across 17 different airlines, but there was 14, I think. On United themselves, and I just, I don't know. I know people die on planes sometimes, but I feel like if you had a relative who was perfectly healthy, and that's what it is for most of these animals. These animals are in tip-top shape. They have to, a lot of them have to have...
They have to have physicals before they go on. Right. Yeah.
And if you had a perfectly healthy relative who went on and then they died on it for no reason, I don't know. One seems like too many deaths.
Well, in this circumstance, we used to send Charlotte back and forth between Brendan and I, between Boston and L.A., and I didn't ever see her get on the plane, but the first time I did and I saw how she looked, I didn't ever let her go onto the plane again. I didn't ever, when she would get in the cage, she knew it was going to happen, and they put her in the plane, and I wouldn't be on the plane with her. Brendan would just put her on the plane, and I'd pick her up when she got to Boston. So I started then traveling with her, and I got her one of those security black blankets, jerkers, whatever they call them, jacket, and I traveled with her in the plane. She was no problem. She was wonderful, actually. People were fascinated by her. But I wouldn't do that to my dog. I would not put, if you look at the, I mean, some of them, well, Frankie, the other dog, could care less. He didn't make, any difference to him at all. But Charlotte was so scared, and looking at her face, I was sitting on that side of the plane watching as the cart was, the cage was put on the elevator and, you know, sent up into the hold. And that was the last time. Once I saw that, never again.
Do they have lights down there, or do they just have to...
Well, they have air conditioning.
But it's cold, isn't it?
Supposedly. Well, but I mean, it's supposed to be temperature controlled. But remember, if there's a leak or something, it's pressurized, and there's supposed to be heat. But when you're traveling above 30,000 feet, the temperature of the air is 30 to 80 degrees below zero, depending on how high you are.
I mean, how often are we cold on airplanes in the main cabin?
By the window.
Yeah.
Right.
I just think how uncomfortable it is, and to have your ears pop, and then to be an animal stuck in a cage down below, and you don't know what's going on, and it's really uncomfortable. I can't imagine
never
how
do
terrible
it to
that feels.
My two little Chihuahua mixes, they would be popsicles. I mean, they'd be frozen. They're cold all the time anyway, so I could never do that to them.
This actually sounds like just flying as a human. Uncomfortable.
I know, right?
Freezing. Caged up. Did you guys hear about David Dow?
David Dow? What are we to hear about?
Came out?
Which one?
Yeah, so the police report was released, and according to the police report, he was throwing his fists in the air, and he was punching around, and the only reason he started bleeding is because he tripped and fell. Now, that's different than what the video shows, but what do we think? Do we think it's true?
I'm curious. So, Jen, I feel like you're very much a rule follower, which is not a bad thing, because I kind of am the same.
Because you are, too.
I am the same way, but I feel like, from the report, I don't think it's all that different from the video, because they said they grab a hold of him and try to get him out of the seat, and that's when he starts flailing his arms. I feel like I would do the same thing. I just feel like that's your natural reaction when someone...
Right.
grabs you that you don't want to grab you.
I'll tell you why that we can't play this game, Kara, because if someone told us to get off the plane, what would we do?
See, I have mixed feelings because I follow rules, but I also really don't like when authority, who I think has no authority in the situation, I don't like when they tell me to do something that I don't want to do. So I don't actually have no idea how I would react in this situation.
I don't mind.
I'll get off the plane.
I'd probably get off, but I'd be really, really pissed afterwards.
I would have waited until they had police come on the plane, and then, I mean, I wouldn't have physically fought back, but that's, I mean, he was physically resisting, which I think that's his right. I mean, it was ridiculous. I don't think anyone thought that his face was slammed into an armrest by one of the police officers, but, I mean, I'm not surprised that he tripped and fell. I mean, he's an older guy. But, I mean, I would have resisted arrest in that instance. I like rules. Rules are fine. I mean, I, you know, challenge them when I think they're illogical. That would have been illogical, and I would have challenged that. Doug, I think you would have challenged that, too.
I wouldn't have gotten off. They'd have had to do the same thing to me. I paid for the seat. I'm in my seat.
Right.
I can't have
my
seat.
Oh, my God. You guys are so full of it. If the air marshals came, I'm sorry. You guys are all full of it. I love all three of you. But if someone, like, if airport officials
they would have
came and stood over your
plane.
I don't believe it.
I don't know.
I would have been filming myself. I would have been filming the whole
thing. If they offered me $10,000, like they do at Delta...
Yeah, sure.
The first one off the plane.
Yeah.
Out. But then when you find out, see, what's lost in all of this discussion is they didn't need the seat in the first place. If they had managed it, or the person out of the counter had a clue when they were going through all of this stuff, it was just sort of, oh, well, we have to get it. And then they find out they didn't need the seats in the first place because four people didn't show up for the flight. The whole thing would have been averted if that woman had managed the gate properly. All of this would have been averted. And that's just management training, personnel training. How do you run the airline? That's what that is. That's all it is. So the rest of it is all hoopla. But would I get off the plane? I would have to be coerced into doing it, either physically or you give me some money or do something. It's wrong. I mean, the whole principle of the thing, we're given in, this is a, you pay for something, you own it. You own that seat on that flight. That's what you've paid for. So how dare you tell me that I can't get on the plane? So you're going to give me something in exchange? This is an exchange. This is a business transaction. What are you going to give me? And if I have to get there, then go find somebody else.
Right.
So, anyway, can we talk about something more pleasant?
Yes.
Mother's Day is Sunday, the 14th of May. 3 weeks from this Sunday? No, 2 weeks from this Sunday. Yeah.
It's fast.
It is. This is, the 30th. Yes, 2 weeks from this Sunday, Mother's Day. So what do we have as a suggestion? It's never too early to think about your mother. And Sherry's Berries comes to the rescue, offering those beautiful, huge, freshly dipped strawberries. Remember how we fawned over these things for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Well, now, starting at $19.99 plus shipping, you can pick your delivery date. So you could send them today, have them get there tomorrow. You really love your mother? Send two. Send four, as many as you want to. By the way, you can double your order for $10 more if you do it right now. At berries.com, berries.com, use the code DJV when you click on the microphone on the upper right-hand corner. Yep, get the amazing berries, get the amazing deal at berries.com. Doesn't this bring back some pleasant memories, thinking about Valentine's Day and how fabulous we all got these things and we all loved them? Your mama
Everybody
loved them, too.
They're so special when they lift the lid off the box.
Yeah, absolutely, and you are. Berries.com. Code is DJV.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-828-1177. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. Results may vary.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always the great answer.
This is Bill's yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, he won't let weeds invade his backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's Weed Grip formula is twice as effective on dandelions as it used to be. So Bill can clear out weeds, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's time for Tech Talk here on the DJV Experience, brought to you by the ZipRecruiter.com folks, who offer you the opportunity, if you're running a business, to hire people the inexpensive way. As a matter of fact, using ZipRecruiter.com/DJV is free. What else do I have to tell you? Probably nothing. You know what you need. You know where you have to go to get the personalities that you need, or is it personality or personnel? I suppose personnel.
Personnel.
Yeah. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV gives you all the benefits of ZipRecruiter. First time in, don't have to pay, so you can find out how to get a candidate from anywhere in the nation by just posting once at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's it. Your listenership to this program has rewards. Listenership has rewards. That would be a good slogan for us to have, Victoria. Listenership has rewards. And one of them, if you're in business, is to use ZipRecruiter free to see how it works for you. Try it the first time by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. I noticed that Sheryl Sandberg has been around a lot. She's the chief operating officer at Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she doesn't believe that Facebook ought to be the arbiter of the truth because of the focus. Yeah, there's been a lot of inappropriate fake news
yeah.
mm-hmm. published on its pages. And she said earlier this week, quote, we're really a platform. We take our responsibilities on false news seriously. False news hurts everyone because it makes our community uninformed. It hurts the community. It hurts. You know, people want to see accurate news on Facebook, and that's what we want to have them see. I don't think we have to be the publisher, and we definitely don't want to be the arbiter of the truth. We don't think it's appropriate for us. So isn't that interesting, given the back and forth, Victoria, mm-hmm. that a lot of people have had when it comes to Facebook? Is it? It's not a news organization.
Well, it's not. I mean, it's social media is
that's
not
all.
News media.
Yeah.
So that's her statement is very much in keeping with what Mark Zuckerberg has said all along. So
yeah.
I'm not surprised by that. Yeah,
no.
And I agree with her.
Yeah,
I mean, if you really, I mean, is it laziness? I mean, if you really need, you know, you if you're getting your news from Facebook, like, you got to look in the mirror and you know, reassess.
It's like getting your news from talk radio. You might get information. There's information, at least on this program, a lot of information, but it does it come from the news? I suppose it depends on, I've always been a believer in news equaling fact.
Right.
Not what somebody thinks is the truth or not somebody's opinion. That's why I believe watching most of these news channels on television is a complete waste of time, because you're more often than not getting any facts at all. You're getting people jawboning about things that they think, which
right.
have nothing to do oftentimes with the facts, as we see in the report from the two police in Cleveland that was released yesterday, the video of what they actually said upon the shooting of, what was his name, the 12-year-old kid? Tyrone, what was that kid's name? Anyway, maybe not important.
I forget.
But you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
The facts of the case are different now, that you see how they reported, and nobody was indicted because of information that they didn't have. Now, 2.5 years later, they got the information, and the facts are different. Well,
oh, you mean Trayvon Martin.
Trayvon Martin.
Yeah,
yes, thank
yeah.
you. Yeah. All right, anyway, that's we're off on a little bit of a toot here. Waymo, giving the public a chance to test their self-driving cars. This looks like a recipe for what?
Well,
this is
Waymo,
Google's company, right?
Yep, Waymo is a company that is a Google spinoff, and they're inviting people in the Phoenix, Arizona area to test out their new self-driving cars. If you're a resident of Arizona, and especially if you're in the Phoenix metro area, you can apply to test out the vehicles. It's free, and they want you to test them for, like, weeks at a time, 24/7. You pick up a car whenever you want. They want people to really immerse themselves in the self-driving car experience, and they're saying that you can do as many test drives as you want every day at any time you want. You have access to the entire fleet. And Waymo said the program is underway right now. They're going to accept hundreds of people into this. So if this is something you want to try, this is their first testing ground in Phoenix. I would try it just to see because I'm just curious, but I don't know. I mean, if you have so many self-driving cars on the road, it makes me a little bit nervous. But this is starting in Phoenix, and it's going to spread around the country. So Google's getting the jump on everybody else.
Uber's going to try to introduce a flying car by 2020.
Yeah, we'll wait for that.
That'll be pretty exciting. Flying cars. Where are the Jetsons when we need them? 59 past the hour.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.